Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Wait, did MJ say we're calling this again? Oh, right. No, I got it. I got it. I know we're live. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Live. In person, live Raw. Welcome back to News of My Fiance, Raw Live, in person, live Raw with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. We're back reporting live from the 5 Alarm Fire that is downtown. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your support. Be a part of the text chat fam squad and join the conversation in the chat on Facebook and on YouTube.
Shout out to our studio sponsors, We Out Here Magazine and Spirited Justice, for providing such a dope space for us each week. Shout out to our production crew, Kyle of Residual Audio. I don't know why that is such a...
It trips us up, man.
Like...
Kyle, change the name
one out of two times. I'm going to say it.
Audio.
But it's a great name. Residual Audio. Jess, Michelle, and Ross for making sure this show happens every single Monday. And of course, shout out to y'all for being here, watching, listening, and staying engaged with us.
Absolutely. Now, before we get started, fiancés, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and ring the bell so the algorithm notices us. Tell your friends we're live. Become a member over at patreon.com/newsofmyfiance to support the expanding show, the ever-expanding show. We won't be able to spend some quality time with you guys every single week and still pay our bills. So,
gotta do it.
Let's get the quality time popping.
Let's do it.
Hey.
What's up, Ambush?
Man, it's been a while since we've been back in the studio. I'm loving this.
It's great. You had to set up without Kyle today.
Yeah.
And I suggested that you get here early, and then I was late. So how you feel?
It happens. It is what it is. We roll with the punches. We keep it moving.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you love that?
I do.
Okay.
Keeping it moving is the most important part. And I do indeed love that.
It is your favorite thing
to do. Yes, absolutely.
Keep it moving.
Yes. Shout out to Janita in the chat.
What up, Janita? Little JJ. I got the best hug from her the other day.
Well, she said, MJ, your hair is banging.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you.
No.
It's why I was late.
No comments on my hair, Janita. I'm getting no hair shout outs. All right, it's fine.
Mine is different.
Fair enough.
You didn't comment on my hair. Should we maybe say anything about that? Should we maybe say you didn't even notice me when I walked in the room today? Or
Janita, this is your fault. Just to be clear. Nope. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've done. Congratulations.
Anywho. shout out to Janita being in the chat. That's tight.
She said, damn, to me not saying nothing about your hair.
Well, you know.
Unhelpful.
It could have been different than that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's something for me to dwell on. You know?
Who's dwelling?
Bet.
I like to think that me saying could have been different than that, that's a button. You know?
What kind of button? No, button it up?
Yeah, buttoned it up, wrapped it, didn't need to talk about it, and then you just kept going. So now you're dragging it, Drake. And
not Drake. I need no Aubrey comparisons whatsoever. That man is spiraling. He don't know what to do with himself.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? You said he's spiraling. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the date or anything of when Euphoria came out, but that's how that song begins, is that he's spiraling. And then I felt like he was doing that then.
Yeah, for sure.
And then somehow it just kept going.
But I guess that is
a spiral.
Man's is in a rough place.
Real tight spot, if you will.
DJ Truth, what's good, B? Yeah, very, very tough space. So.
Oh, yeah. You said watch the chat, and I meant to tell you that my internet connection is gone.
Okay.
I'm doing wonderful over here.
So, yeah, a lot going on. Today was pretty exciting as far as what's happening down in Washington.
What happened down in Washington?
That report, at least.
Oh, OMG.
Yeah. That report got released.
So, okay. Before we get into too many things.
Yeah.
We got to say what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about today? Fratty Gates.
Yes.
You're freaking right.
Yeah.
No way are we not talking about this man's report dropping right after he tried to sue to make it so that it didn't stop or drop.
It's the hottest mixtape out right now.
I mean, it's literally nothing we didn't know before, but we'll come to that. A two-tier system of justice in D.C., of all places, a claim from a train rider who had a problem with other train riders. Two Subway stories today.
Right.
Because Eric Adams has, I think, every thought and prayer got answered by a woman being burned to death on the subway.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We're also going to talk about how Spotify is focusing on new artists, guys. So if you're an up-and-coming, get ready to never put your music on there. Mm-mm. And then PPP loans for the rich and famous, baby.
Really missed an opportunity there.
Which one?
To get in on those PPP loans. I'll expound. I had a discussion with some homies on Instagram, and there could have been some.
So those are the things we'll talk about at some point in this situation.
Yeah, tonight's episode.
But first off,
happy holidays, huh? Happy holidays.
War on Christmas.
Shout out to everybody that came out last night to Wu-Tang's for the Children. You know what I'm saying? Our annual Wu-Tang tribute Christmas party at at White Eagle. No requests. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Annual.
Okay.
All Wu-Tang right. is for the Children party.
You know? Yeah.
At White Eagle. Do you want people to know where it is?
There's many different ways to approach that.
Nope.
Yeah. So, shout out to everybody that came out to that. Squad. They were actually surprised that we were still doing the show this week. They're like, you know, it's a holiday this week. You guys doing the show? I was like, yeah. If the holiday isn't on the show day,
you're there.
We're at it.
Yeah.
So that was dope.
That's your work policy?
Sometimes.
I feel like that's
sometimes
our show schedule policy that you created by yourself.
So definitely shout out to that. Also, in the chat, how are you guys spending the holiday? What's happening? It's a little bit low key for us this year. Someone asked about was I was spending New Year's Eve. I said no, thankfully. This has been my second or third year off for New Year's Eve. Very happy about that. But I am spending this weekend. This weekend's pretty busy. And then Sunday, we got Versatile with J-Rock right back at White Eagle. So, yeah, it's going to be some fun things going on.
We love that.
Yeah.
We love fun things.
Yeah. But I'm definitely curious. What are you guys doing for the holidays? Our little one is home. So we got the girls straight through.
Sort of.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Home and now at the homies.
Right. At the aunties and uncles.
Yeah. At the auntie's house.
Yeah.
And living best life over there.
Right.
And I got to get ready tonight while the other one was watching Fast and Furious 2, which is the only one that she has seen and the only one she proclaims she will watch.
I don't understand.
So
there are so many better Fast and Furiouses to watch, Brianna. I wouldn't do it.
Not in her opinion.
Oh,
she wants no parts.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, I asked her today. I was like, you're not even curious where the story goes at all? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, are you curious about how they start to use cars in different ways? And she was like, no.
Mm.
I was like, okay, what do you like about this one? And she said, basically the vibe. So
the vibe.
For the most part.
Okay. All right. A little bit earlier, we had mentioned Drake ever so slightly.
We did.
And DJ Troop was like, hey, don't make me call the cops. LOL. Drake is out of pocket.
Are you going to call the police on him or on us? Because
on him.
No cops.
And Lakeitha said Drake is a biatch. And I am 100% with that.
What did Kendra say? It's a bitch with him, some bitch in him. It's a lot of bitch or something like that. Could have been flipped.
It's something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
It's a bitch in him, a bitch with him. It's a lot of bitch. Something.
Yeah. Something to that effect.
You know. Wow. I really have no access to the internet. So I can't see any of these chats. Not a fan.
You might have to hotspot off your phone. Come to the break.
That's adorable. Oh. As if I didn't try it. I have one bar. So shout out to Team.
Wait, did you mute who you're shouting out?
I muted myself.
In case something else happened with your service, if it heard you, the phone heard you.
In real time, things are happening, and I am tired of the things happening in real time, and then, you know, you end up looking like a fool.
Shout out to Elias. He came out last night, and he asked me, he was like, yeah, so what happened to the video feed last week? Like, everything was good. You guys started talking about YouTube, and then it dropped. He said, and then I was like, did YouTube do it?
Think about it.
He said, I don't want to be a, you know, full conspiracy theorist, but
think about it.
Did YouTube, you know?
How can we get Joe Rogan to say it was YouTube's fault? Now, everyone will believe it.
Yeah. Straight up. Straight up. But yeah, let's hop into
Well, I don't know if you know this, Ambush. There is still a current president. I think a lot of people don't realize that Joe Biden, no matter what stage of dementia, is still, in fact, the president.
Indeed.
And he made a move today.
What move was that?
He commuted 37 out of 40 death row.
Yeah.
People on death row.
Okay.
Commuted their sentences from a death sentence to life in prison.
Okay. Okay.
There were three left out of being that are still on death row.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. How do you feel?
If I'm one of those three, I'm heated.
Okay, that's best question. And I wish that was going to be the one I was going to ask. I'd like to start over.
Okay.
Ambush, if you were one of those three.
Heated. I'd be heated. I would be so salty. Fam, what's going on?
What
I did that much more heinouser than what man's over here did?
It's a fantastic question. The three folks left out of a commuted sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Were convicted for acts of terrorism or hate motivated mass murder.
Oh.
So Dylan Roof.
Dylan Roof didn't make the list?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All
These right. are the three that didn't make
okay.
it.
Okay.
Dylan Roof, I was going to go on and then my brain just broke and all I could see in my head was his name.
Mm-hmm.
But Dylan Roof is the...
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, as we continue.
Okay, we'll just say names then. Robert Bowers, and then I cannot pronounce the Boston Marathon bomber dude's name.
These are people you cannot...
Can't do it.
Yeah.
But that person. So those are the three that were not commuted. I am a person who... And I know that you have many a feeling about this, and many people have many feelings about this, but I don't think that the state is ever correct enough to be able to be relied upon to carry out a death sentence.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
So for as much as caught red-handed a Dylan Roof was, you know, I also am like, I don't think we should have the death penalty.
No.
So...
I am also on my abolitionist journey. No, I'm not. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. They do not get it right. They get it wrong too frequently to have that ability.
They get it wrong too frequently. And this is an actual system based in fully policing Black people.
Right.
Protecting capital.
Right.
And so when, I don't know, roughly 40% of the death row inmates are Black people, and knowing how many people are in prison right now for something that a cop completely framed them for? Not a cop, cops, plural. How many people go to jail because the prosecutor wants a win, not the truth? None of these extreme penalties, I think, are valid in a system that is not actually looking for the truth from anything.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden, here he is doing a thing on his way out. Fuck the feds era. He said Donald Trump killed 13 people in his last presidency. We had had, you know, like basically, we're not going to take it off the books. We're going to keep it on the books to make sure that we can still kill people when we want to, I guess. But we're not going to use it, right? We haven't been using it. And then Trump got into office and was like, flip the button or switch the flip.
Right.
And they just started churning out executions left and right. And now that he's going back in and he's saying, gotta resume, baby, kill, I believe is the phrase. This is his mitigation, I believe. Mm. How do you feel about that mitigation ambush?
I'm all over the place with Joe right now, honestly. And I would like to spend some time looking more into which sentences he did change. The ones he didn't, I totally get that. That makes sense as far as like the court of public opinion and all of that.
Yeah.
But I do want to see the difference between who he did and didn't. And it's also interesting.
I think the only difference is flat out if they were convicted of a terrorist or racially motivated mass murder.
So this is what I'm saying.
Which I'm not sure why that's not terrorism, but we can move.
And they're playing really fast and loose with the categorization of terrorism today. We see, you know, how they're playing with Luigi. He's a terrorist.
Yes.
But the judges that he pardoned aren't terrorists. The judges that did the school-to-prison pipeline.
That feels like terrorism.
That's terrorism of several communities.
And loud.
And they got pardoned. So...
Oh, they got the sweet end of the stick, if you will, right. As in they weren't on death row, so they get to go out of jail.
Yeah.
Or
nah, that don't
if
work.
They were no longer in it and they were on house arrest. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's just all absolutely, that doesn't work.
You know, is there anything like a double jeopardy statute at all next to or related to like... commuting a sentence if you're like and exonerated and then you're like, oh no, not you, can you pull that back?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You cannot. No, I've
but
never
I feel like
that
judge got to go back to jail. Like there's got to be a new crime you can get that dude on.
Something.
That you left out on accident back then, because in real life that's a for a person who is non-carceral, I don't know what else to do with people who abuse their power in that regard.
Right. Especially if you are part of the justice system and you're abusing power.
A second mortgage.
How do you not having to deal with those consequences? Like right now in New York, this just in earlier today, chief of police, I think it's someone directly under the chief of police, resigned. Wait for this. He was using his approval of overtime hours for a woman police officer. So she was coming to him trying to get overtime, and he was making her pay with sexual favors in order for her overtime to be granted. Once she...
Well, this is a fellow officer.
Yes. Once she was like, you know what? Like, listen, enough is enough. He says, oh, really? Enough is enough, is it?
He said, not around here, it's not.
And then what do you know? It leaks to the papers that she got over $400,000 in overtime.
Wait! Okay, first of all, excuse me?
Yeah.
How long does this woman work there?
Yeah.
What are we talking?
She said, prostitution, fam. Yo, over $400,000 in overtime. So once that hit the paper,
do you happen to have any idea of the time frame of that?
I think this was within a year. So once that hit the paper, she said, "Oh, bet that's what we're doing." She goes to whoever his.
Here are my recipes.
This is what's actually been happening, and then he resigned today immediately.
I would also resign if the way that I approved overtime was by forcing the person who works under me to have sex with me.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we get to call it forcing to have sex with. I think we have to call that the great
extortion and yes.
Coercion.
Yeah.
Extortion.
Yes. Bianca
all in the basket of
basket of what?
Non-consent.
Yes. Bianca said, greetings from New Orleans.
Baby, what do you mean, New Orleans? You left?
Yeah.
You won't?
You didn't know that? You're not on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
Damn. This is hilarious. No, wait.
Damn, this is the actual second thing.
The look on your face. That is hilarious. Yeah, Facebook.
Oh, Bianca, I love you.
I know.
I hope the travels was safe.
You know, it could be a very toxic place.
Toxic. Fam, who can do it? I can't do it.
But it's less, okay, but it's nestled in between Twitter, which you left, and Instagram. It's less toxic than Twitter, but I'll be damned if all your family and friends are on Facebook.
No, they definitely are.
Yeah.
I'm no longer on Twitter. Don't look for me there. I've actually deleted the, I don't know what that means. Since I'm not on there, I don't know if that means Elon just has my ghost profile just hanging out so that he gets, you know, numbers or something.
Right.
But I'm not on there. I'm trying to figure out Threads. I'm trying to figure out Blue Sky.
Right. Blue Sky's dope. Blue Sky is nice and clean.
I mean, they're both clean. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm new to both of them. I'm trying to create an algorithm for myself, I guess, or whatever. Like, I just don't see things that matter to me yet. And Instagram has decided that I like four things. And it's kind of fair because I'm not on there and I'm not scrolling. I'm not interacting with stuff. Like, I literally get on Instagram, I post a couple stories, and I dip.
Right.
I got to get better at that. Working on it. Promise. But I see four things on Instagram. Like, four of this. I don't see you. I don't see the people I live with. I don't see people that I'm next to. Like, I don't see any of that.
Right.
It's like, sometimes I might see a I technically can thing, and it's like, right. Oh, I know that person. And that's about it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You got, you know.
So this is the second time tonight, which means within about a half an hour.
Right.
Of me realizing that Facebook is probably worth something. And that is, Ambush had me log in, had to do way too many things to be able to do that. So put that in the not worth it column. And then immediately once I was in, I saw something that made my heart smile.
You're like, oh.
I was like, oh, my friends. Oh, I love them. Yeah. I miss them so much. Shout out to my AA ladies. And now, Bianca. Okay, well.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Bianca left maybe like 2 months ago?
You could have just left it.
Okay.
You didn't need to tell me how late I am.
My bad. My bad.
I would have never known.
I mean, you're not late. You're just a little.
Okay, I see. You're going that way.
No, I was just, I wanted you to feel good about where you were. That's all I'm saying. You know,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's it.
Mighty nice of you, sir.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, it's a bunch of tomfoolery happening right now in New York on top of, you know, Luigi being. Did you see? Okay. I know that's for later on in the show. So I'll leave that where.
What?
It's the warm up.
Yeah.
Okay. The perp walk.
I was hoping that that's what you were about to talk about. Specifically because I know that we saw two different things in that perp walk.
Okay.
And I feel like the internet identified the two different things. Mm-hmm. The thing that you saw and the thing that I saw.
Okay.
We've not talked about this.
No, we
so haven't. I you know, I could be wrong. What did you see in that
perp walk? Eric Adams cutting the fuck up is what I saw. Okay. Also, and I should have used this as a segue. In his statement about the chief of police that was using sexual coercion against his subordinate, if you would have saw his face in the press conference, he looked so disappointed that his man's got caught. That's the way he looked.
They got your man.
It was like,
sexual assault.
There's going to be an investigation. We don't want to jump to any conclusions, and we'll make sure that we get to the bottom of it. There'll be an internal as well as external investigation.
Who's the external?
Listen, all I know is he seemed the least enthused.
Who's the external?
About this man leaving.
It's probably his friend.
It is his homie. I can guarantee it. One, because he's in uniform. Two, the way he's conducting himself, The sexual extortion is right out of Eric Adams' playbook.
Man.
He did that.
Man.
A minute ago.
Man.
Right.
He was like, you know what you should do when you're on shift? Just when you're on shift and the, and she says that right. she needs.
She says she's looking for a little overtime. Matter of fact, you should ask her.
Suggest
hey,
it.
Need a little overtime?
You know, Christmas is coming.
Right.
Better watch out.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. So that clown, Luigi gets flown in, gets flewed out to New York. Huh? What'd you say? He gets flown into New York, and it was a lot. Here's the thing. All right, here's the thing.
I need to hear you give me the comparison that you really mean to give.
Okay. This man, I got to say this. He's been in custody at this point for what, maybe a week?
Sure.
He's been searched, triple searched. They're monitoring his food. He's not wearing his own clothing. He doesn't have his own shoes. He hasn't got laces. And they're walking him. They're walking him, this perp walk, as if they just captured Venom. There are so many police, so many guns.
Did you see the comparisons of that perp walk and then the Superman perp walk? Because that's what I thought you were going to go for.
It's, yeah.
That was my thought that that's what you saw.
Yo,
was
yes.
the Superman perp walk.
Bianca said, #FreeMyDog.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yesterday. Absolutely. Do it fast.
It's interesting. It's so interesting. Like, we have these literary pieces where, you know, we celebrate people like, we celebrate the revolutionaries. We celebrate the Robin Hoods. We celebrate these people that stand up for the people, right? And then when it happens in real life, real time, the media is out here losing their shit.
Well, and I wonder why. Mm. So none of them are going to want another Luigi, right?
We got to block Bianca for the chat. You got to block her for the chat. She said, me and Luigi been in New Orleans since December 2nd.
This is all I was trying to say.
Till the 7th.
Baby been busy.
Till the 7th.
There are too many witnesses. What are they called? Corroborating witnesses?
Yeah.
There are too many corroborating witnesses for where Luigi was. This is a not guilty verdict offer it. First of all, I want Eric Adams to have that energy of innocent until proven guilty that he pours into his cops to any other person that's living.
Nah, real talk.
Any other person. Because all of a sudden, cops could never do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And there's no way this is just one of those, regretful women type shit. Like, it's going to be, and she didn't like it the next day. Mm-hmm. No, she was absolutely dealing with an abuse of power at work.
Yeah.
In order to be paid the amount of money she was supposed to be paid. However, I will say, in no such fucking thing should any cop be getting paid 400 grand in a year.
Pipe down. This is the New York Police Department.
I want you to know that they don't solve crime. They don't stop crime. They ain't done shit.
Not a requirement.
Not any single one of them where there's women getting burned on the subway. Literally lit on fire and dying.
Not a requirement.
Not a one of you gets to make 400 grand a year. Not a one.
Not a requirement. NYPD, sorry? All you need to be doing is walking around with your phone on or off it.
They
hanging
are
out
playing
in the subways. Playing
Angry
candy
Birds.
This is what I'm saying. But if you got that uniform, fam, okay?
No.
They don't play with the NYPD.
Now, I hear everything you're saying, and I believe that they believe. And I'm saying,
yeah,
there's got to be a point where we stop taking certain things seriously. They're not serious, and they are not here to protect any single one of us. And when a mayor like Eric Adams, former cop, former, what was he, chief? Was he a chief? No. Was he a chief?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Lifelong law enforcement.
Yeah.
When you are that, there is no, I got no room for you. I got no cuts. Like, yeah. There's literally nothing. You believe you're above the law because you are the one who upholds the law. And we have only ever seen that be true. We do not see people break their back to make sure that law enforcement goes to or goes through the extent of the justice system the same way that anybody else does.
Absolutely not. I would have a little less of a problem with law enforcement or the justice system if law enforcement also had to adhere to it. I would have slightly less of a problem with the justice system as a whole. But that's just like another notch on the wall of all the reasons the justice system is just 100% BS. C said Luigi had more protection than Donald Trump in July.
Okay. C?
I told you, just ban him from the chat.
Okay, but can we get into that real quick, though? Sure. Because, okay, first of all, you started with he's been in custody, he's been searched, he's been all these things.
Come on.
He's the only one out there without any bulletproof anything. Everybody else is hemmed up, right? Like, they are literally shielded.
So they had him in a bulletproof vest when he was still in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They brought him to New York.
Shout out to Altoona, I suppose.
You know what?
No, it's literally, they did the reverse. Like, you, if your idea is you need all of this because you believe that there's going to be a prison break, like, you're like, the who could tell what the masses are about to do? So we got to make sure we... What they said is you do this to secure the prisoner and make sure they don't get harmed, but they have, you could have put a bulletproof vest on him, a hat on him, or something. Y'all didn't know nothing. Put a wig on that dude and make it look like that's not the person that you're perp parking. But that would be counterproductive to what you're actually doing, which is putting someone on complete display.
Yeah.
With your force and your might, and look at my militarized, police agency.
But it makes even more sense, though, that they didn't put him in a bulletproof vest in New York. It makes even more sense now. He's safe.
Because those are illegal?
Because he's safe in New York. New York loves him.
Oh, sure. But they're not going to recognize that. And that is not why they wouldn't put a bulletproof vest on him.
You ask any New Yorker right now. Oh. Luigi, my guy?
No, I'm 1,000% agree.
I'm just saying, what you're saying is correct. I'm just saying.
I'm just like, how about you quit? Stop.
Stop the theater.
Stop the theater. Like, it's literally a scene from Superman. An actual scene from Superman.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking at police officers that have on off-white Jordans, that's what I saw.
Right.
I'm sorry. What? No, you're getting paid $400,000 in overtime. You're also, your nephew is a reseller and doing illegal things already. Like, no fucking way. What are you doing with the off-whites? What are we doing? At a perp walk? Can you imagine?
I mean, dress the part, fam. No. You know, he was putting them joints in that morning. You know how many cameras is going to be
out? Yo.
He cleaned them joints
The tweets
up.
Were hilarious or whatever. Like, a meme I saw that was like, when you're undercover until 1, but got to do a perp walk at 2.
Right. Put them things out. Like,
you want everybody to see.
Carlos is in the chat on YouTube. He was like, what murder? Yes, this is where New York is. What are you talking
what
about?
Murder? What murder? Like, no idea.
What do you mean?
I wish that NYPD was even smart enough to go with what you're saying. Like, everybody loves him, so we don't need to do that.
You said they had the NYPD had all the vests and stuff on, and he didn't.
Yeah.
C said they were afraid New Yorkers were going to free him. So they were protecting themselves.
Oh.
So
the effort was different. It wasn't a prison. Okay. It wasn't a prison break in that way. But it was a prison break in that way.
You gotta make sure.
You know what?
Yeah.
Good on you. Nothing happened. You spent an obscene amount of fucking money to get some pictures.
Right.
When really, you don't ever have to publicize that. You don't even ever have to tell the news when Altoona is sending a prisoner.
We never had to know.
You don't ever have to know.
Yeah. They didn't say anything. He literally could have been on a bus. We had no idea. None.
Send one of the SVU people. They be driving all over the place. You know, Finn will go pick you up. Should have sent Finn. Nobody else would have known. On an episode of that, he went to Cuba and nobody knew.
Right.
And apprehended a suspect.
Right.
Fam, it's possible. Just playing up how dangerous he is what made me mad. Like, you're walking him in like he's, you know.
Like he's Hannibal Lecter.
Like he's Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. Or like he did a mass terroristic attack.
No.
You ain't walked nobody in who mangled a person before. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get that.
Right. Yeah.
This was like actually, to all intents and purposes, pretty clean.
Yeah.
Nobody else hit. Nobody else harmed, injured, none of that.
Listen, if you're going to charge this man, like, put respect on what he did. It was an assassination. That's what it was. There was no
Ella. Are you there? Is that a charge?
Wanton murder. This wasn't like.
Can we switch it from terroristic attack to
right? There was no bystanders ever at risk at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he legitimately said, "I wasn't going to do anything bigger than that because I didn't want anybody to get hit, anybody else to get hurt."
Boom. Rashid in the chat.
Not
peace,
guilty.
Peace.
I'm sorry.
He not guilty. I was saying.
I missed what you said in the chat.
Rashid's in the chat. Big Sheed.
Shout out to. What, okay, now you're.
All the names.
It's yes, too many. It's too many.
My OG. My audio sound
mentor. Oh, there we go. Shout out to Rashid in the chat.
Rashid's in the chat. Yeah.
That's tight.
There it is.
He said what?
No, he said peace.
Oh. So I was just saying, like, the.
Pled not guilty.
There are moments when you're like, why do people plead not guilty? And I am a firm believer in, you could see my face. You could have my fingerprints. Not guilty. You have to prove it.
Yeah.
So it's a not guilty always, forever and always. Never talk to the fucking police. All of those things.
Right.
Not guilty, not guilty. If this system is literally rigged, not broken. It is this way on purpose.
Right.
So that being said, I'm going to play it to my advantage, which doesn't exist, but as much as possible. I'm not going to give you statements that you can use later.
Right.
I'm absolutely not going to say that I'm guilty of something that you've yet to prove. You have to prove it. That's your job as the state. So you've accused somebody of something, you have to prove it. You have to show it. Now, if only the rest of us in the world, right, lived in the idea of innocent until proven guilty.
Mm.
It's an incredibly hard thing to do, especially with the internet, especially with opinions everywhere. Like, we do opinion all the time. So I know that it's not, I am super guilty of being like, nah, I think you did it.
Yeah. Kick that alleged stuff out of the window.
Right.
That's my, yeah.
I'm super guilty of it. It is a thing that I am working on in the way that is absolutely the way that we're supposed to deal with this, though.
Right.
When the
right.
Accusations are accusations, and if it comes from the police, I hella distrust it.
Right.
So, like, do our level best to live in that space rather than continually making judgments and then being like, well, we'll see about what happens. Always say not guilty.
Well, ain't nothing for me to see about Luigi, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Good to go.
Did you happen to see anything about Spotify responding to Drake? And by Drake, I mean his...
No. To his...
lawsuit or petition?
Yeah. Nah, I didn't. I see things about Drake and I keep it moving. But I'm glad for this opportunity for you to bring me up to speed.
Okay. So Drake recently accused Spotify and UMG of working together to artificially inflate streams for Kendrick's Not Like Us, which is interesting that he limited it to that. But
that's the one where he gets called a
PD3O.
Yeah, and there's little
a P3BO.
P3BO. That's the hardest hit.
It's the hardest bop.
Exactly what I mean.
I just mean that there are other parts of this beef that say lots more.
He wants that barbecue anthem banned. Okay.
It's going to the Super Bowl, baby.
He doesn't want that
performed at the Super Bowl, fam.
I feel him. I wouldn't want it performed at the Super Bowl either.
You know how you not get that song to be performed at the Super Bowl? You don't create the circumstances under which that song has to be created.
I can't imagine a reason for you to be texting Millie Bobby Brown when she's 15. So
I knew he's going to bring that Epstein stuff up. I knew you were. I just knew it.
And I was. Anyway, he claims that Spotify used bots to bump the song by 30,000 streams, which is funny because who cares?
That's an interesting count there.
Well, I guess that was around its release. So okay. It's like, oh, bumped it. But 30,000, not a number that I think would mean that much. But anyway, he alleges that UMG made secret payments to Spotify to boost that track. Spotify has rejected those claims, saying in a court filing that's legally deficient. There's no evidence of any arrangement between them and UMG to manipulate streams. They pointed out that they invest a lot in detecting fake streams, which is likely a lie, and removing them when they find them to ensure that artists get a fair payout.
Hmm.
They also criticized the way that Drake filed his legal action, saying he tried to bypass proper legal procedures. In response, Drake's legal team said Spotify and UMG should comply with their discovery request if they truly have nothing to hide.
The answer is no.
So just so if anybody is confused, because you're probably seeing things like Drake's lawsuit, Drake, mm-hmm. It's a petition. Basically, what he has done is filed a petition to say, I think that you guys faked it. You have to prove it. Show me your work.
Show me you didn't fake it.
And they're like, no. And he's like, but I know you did. And so you have to show me because now I asked in court. And they're like, no. Mm-mm. There is this argument that folks are having that like Drake is now a champion of the people because he's going up against the big scary music industry. And I will just say that when you have profited from something and you have had the knowledge that there are, you know, the inner workings of label to stream, stream to label, you have all of that knowledge and you have benefited from it and it made you the, you know, top streaming artist for many years in a row. And the reason that you believe that this has happened is because you have benefited from it previously. I think it is wild to be the person that's like, I call a foul.
So that's what Lo said. Lo said, bro only knows because they've been doing it for him.
Like, this has literally been your MO, and I'm not even mad at that.
Like I don't even care.
Look, we can't live in the world that we live where we be calling people plants and you're, you know, like you're an industry plant,
right?
And this and that, or even having that in your mind that this is someone that is just being forced upon you. You can't have that, actually believe it a little bit, and then be confused when you find out that that shit is actually real.
like bro,
like fam, if you think that the streaming platforms and the labels aren't already in bed with each other, let me please bridge Idaho, whatever, let me sell it to you. Like
the
fact of the matter is any of these industries are going to make sure they're fine. They don't give two, they are built on exploitation.
Period.
They're built on it.
100%.
So when you're one of that, when you're the 1% of the 1%, of the people that get the good treatment out of streaming, out of labels, out of whatever the entertainment deal is, when you're the 1% of the 1% getting everything that is incredibly beneficial, and the moment it goes bad for you, your immediate response is like, flag on the play and somebody needs to pay me for it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is exactly what the exposing of Drake really is.
Right.
Because in real life, you should have learned to shut the fuck up a minute ago.
You want
to
take your ball and go home.
But that's the only thing you know is taking your ball and going home. Restarting the console.
Listen, Drake is down bad, bro. He is down badly. Things are not going well.
It could have been so different is my only upset. Is it could have been different. But the amount of things that went over that dude's head as he's acting like he's too cool for school, but you actually can't read. Like, I have a problem with that.
Man, that was a rough one. That was a rough one. That was a rough one.
But you just don't get to act like you don't have to be here.
Yeah.
You're remedial.
Yeah.
Get back.
Yeah.
Go back.
Bianca said, a report in Harper's has found that Spotify targets music that is classified as passive consumption, like jazz, lo-fi, ambient, etc.
Okay, see, this is why Bianca is banned from the chat. That's actually our story for later.
Okay. And basically wash dirty money and into hoard profits, is essentially streaming payola.
That's exactly what it is. And I'd also like to add, there's going to be a sex trafficking thing in there somewhere, too.
Somewhere. It's got to be mixed in there somewhere.
Throw my prediction somewhere. In now.
Michelle said,
finally,
Michelle's been there. She was the very first comment on YouTube. Michelle's
like,
been there.
I'd like to take
from the jump
a moment to apologize to you, Michelle. I had energy that I didn't, that was not deserved for you. It will, in fact, continue to be Ambush's energy.
Wow. Okay.
Why would you not tell me she was here from the beginning?
There was a lot going on, but it's safe to assume Michelle will always be here from the beginning.
I don't make assumptions now. They make an ass out of you and me.
When it comes to my team, I do.
It's a bad thing
to
do.
That was supposed to be a freeze frame.
Yeah.
Cutaway.
I hope it didn't work out.
Logo.
Part of me hopes that Jess was like, whoopsie doodles. And the camera was like pointed outside.
They should hit me with the anchor man born this way, and it's that camera.
Please always do that to Ambush if you can. I'm sorry, please. Michelle.
So, in reference to Drake doing this for the people, man of the people, to ensure artists get a fair payout, she said all 23 cents a month of it. Like, yeah, it's. I mean, and I'm glad we are going to talk. We are going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to get into
Spotify later, but it is wild. It's wild. It's interesting to watch Drake go through this because he has options, right?
So many.
He literally could just go somewhere and sit down. Actually, that was too many instructions. He literally could just go somewhere and be there and just be somewhere. All of this, you can't make the music that's going to give us a reason to talk about you. So now you want to make the headlines and the lawsuits. Man has put out so much music, including those 100 gigs. He put out so much music. None of it's landing.
Can I tell you something really fast?
Mm.
For the first time yesterday, I heard the whole Sexy Red Drake song that happened right. I don't know the name of it. Mm-hmm. That happened right after Not Like Us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when they change it to BBL Drizzy. And he raps over that.
Right.
And he basically is like, ha ha, y'all bitches. I'm BBL Drizzy because I pay for so many surgeries for women. So there's that. And I got to tell you, whole verse was weak.
I need Quentin Miller back writing for him. This is terrible.
Well, it's been a long time since that's
We need something. Party. Somebody to write
it
for this.
It was boring. And then it was extra cringe because you're doing that on and you're making it, you're trying so hard. It was very much the, ha-ha, see, you don't... There's no ops in my camp. They're in your camp. Nobody's telling you anything except for Kendrick knows everything that you're about to do. Like
So shout out to the homie that made the beat, though. I hope he's getting, he's publishing off that. The BBL Drizzy.
Oh, show. Definitely. Yeah. No, he is because, if y'all don't know, there was a AI BBL Drizzy.
Fire.
Made by a person, right?
Fire.
And Metro Boomin picked it up, used it. Then the internet was like, "Ayo, that's his over here." And he was like, "Yo, my bad," and put him in the credits of that the production.
Hatcher.
Yeah,
put
him in the in the production credits. So
nice.
Like he should.
Nice.
And I hope that continues to happen. First of all, that man had that in the on accident, maybe, perpetuated the fuck out of that beat.
Yo.
Like, he kept giving us just hilarious little snippets. Fam.
That joint was fire. That joint was so fire.
Okay, it's break time. 7:30.
It is break time. It is break time.
Take a 10-minute break. We have new people in the chat. That means new people showing up. We take a quick 10 minutes. We're right back. We're jumping into our stories. That's when we're going to cuss more. I might flip a table.
Oh, wow.
Ambush gets upset too, not just me. Yeah?
All right.
All right. Yeah. We'll be back.
Let's go ahead and break.
Hello, fiancés. This is your text-based lover of justice, Michelle, with some community PSAs for your Monday listening pleasure. Would you love to stick it to some billionaires without having to do anything that leaves you need a fade and tape up from your comrades in jail? Does your idea of holiday spirit include standing up for your fellow workers who are trying to make the world better for all of us non-oligarchs? Good news if so, because 'tis the season for labor action, and both locally and nationally, we've got ways to help out. Remember when unionized new season workers went on strike around Thanksgiving? Well, babies, these people still do not have a contract and are asking that customers continue to apply pressure on management by boycotting new seasons until they do. You can sign the New Seasons Labor Union Boycott Pledge at nlsu.org/community, as well as donate to their strike fund or sign up for their email newsletter to get the latest. Speaking of which, they are currently also fundraising for a striking worker who was accused of intimidating a driver who was attempting to plow through the picket line by touching the car. For this offense, the worker was fired from New Seasons, and the union is fundraising to help them out while they await LRB proceedings, which, of course, is not an institution we can rely on for worker justice, but you gotta try. We'll share the GoFundMe link in the comments. You may have also heard that Amazon workers are currently striking across the country against Amazon's consistently unsafe and unfair labor practices. In the words of Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien, if your package is delayed during the holidays, you can blame Amazon's insatiable greed. We gave Amazon a clear deadline to come to the table and do right by our members. They ignored it. At the time of writing this, no Amazon facilities in Oregon appear to be on strike, but for folks who are able, it's still a great time to cancel your Prime membership, skip your subscribe and save, or make any purchases you can elsewhere. If you depend on Amazon for needed items or have items already en route, you can still help. If you can, take the chance to meet your driver, ask them about their working conditions and whether they're organizing. You can always click on those review links in your email to let Amazon know that your driver got 10 out of 10, no notes, for getting your package to you despite piss-poor working conditions. Pun intended. Or it never hurts to leave snacks or hydration for the people who bring you what you need. And that probably goes for your overworked postal workers, too. Finally, and everyone's least favorite coffee empire news, 'tis the strike before Christmas at Starbucks around the country. Every day, new picket line locations are announced, and today, Monday, December 23rd, workers in Beaverton struck at 12 p.m. You can follow at SB Workers United on Instagram to see the latest on where strikes are. No workers, no Starbucks. Get your peppermint lattes at one of our many non-Starbucks local options and keep an eye out for chances to show up to a picket line, contribute to strike funds, or anything else these workers have on their holiday wish list. Today's soundbite was focused on these worker actions, but remember that your small and consistent acts of solidarity add up. Keep an eye out for the ways that you can be connected to the people in your area doing the daily work of taking care of each other. We keep each other safe.
And we are indeed back. Thank you so much to everybody that chilled with us during the first half of the show. Bam. I got to remember to mute my joints. Anyway, shout out to everybody that chilled with us during the first half of the show. Anyone that's still here, really appreciate you. You know, had to give you a little bit of snoop during the break.
Did you say further appreciate you?
Really appreciate you.
Really appreciate you.
I had to give you some old snoop, you know, some of that new snoop during the break. Shout out to Michelle giving us the strike update, ways that you can support what is happening right now. I think we should find a way to get that on the Instagram too. Yeah,
we'll do that.
Put some graphics to that, you know.
Solidarity always.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that solidarity is work with workers. that solidarity is with marginalized people. That solidarity is always with people without power, and especially those that wield it for the evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For anyone just joining us, welcome to News of My Fiancé, Monday Night Raw, live, in person, live Raw.
Live Raw.
Yeah.
As to not mess any of that up.
Boom. So, yeah. Well, what you want to hop into first?
Honestly, I was, you know, on the doc, it's listed as going to Matt Gaetz, but I would like to go to the man that refused to mind his business.
Who's that?
The DC subway rider.
Oh, yes. Subway incident in DC.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's this guy, Harold Christie, who used to work as a Secret Service agent, now works as an investigator for the DC Office of Inspector General, facing charges after an incident on the subway in DC back in July. And what had happened was he was on the train and there were these dancers. He got really upset about it. Big mad. He yelled at them to stop, turn off their music. When they didn't listen, he shoved one of them against a train door and then later pushed him off the train when it stopped.
Right.
There is video evidence of this. This is fully...
The cameras in the car caught everything.
Christy says he was defending himself and others because I guess he's Daniel Penny. Claiming that the dancers were causing trouble and that he was acting in self-defense. He even posted on Reddit about it. I don't know if you looked this up, but I did. And there are two separate Reddits that he put up. They're exactly the same.
Really trying to sway public opinion there, huh?
They're exactly the same. They don't go well in either one of them for him. But he did. He posted on Reddit about it and said that the dancers were being violent with their music and that he felt he had to step in and stop it. His defense isn't going over too well with a lot of people online, and they think he overreacted. Now he's trying to raise money for his... his legal defense and has a trial coming up next month on the 21st, and he is sticking to his story. He's like, I did nothing wrong. I don't regret anything. Everything I did was right. I'd be happy to read his Reddit post. It is kind of long.
Oh yeah, definitely do it.
Okay. I will go for this. If the internet will allow me. Not looking good. Uno momento.
Mm-hmm. I am, Bianca said, this happened on the Green Line, a.k.a. the Soul Train.
Okay. Shout out to people who have lived in D.C. so that we can know what's going on.
Shout out to D.C.
Okay. DC. I got it. Strap in. It's story time.
All right.
I'd like to. So he labeled this two-tier justice in D.C. Metro. I am being prosecuted in Washington, D.C. Superior Court for a confrontation with illegal subway dancers in the Metro. I am a U.S. Army combat veteran, Gulf War, and a 27-year law enforcement officer, U.S. Secret Service and D.C. Inspector General's Office. I face loss of my job, 6 months in jail, and fines. It is also possible I may be sued civilly. He then uses a screenshot from the video that in this screenshot, it looks like he's being attacked. He says, I'm the one with the Panama hat, typical headgear of criminals, right?
Oh my God.
Right? Please publicize if you want the topsy-turvy two-tier justice system to get right. Thank you. And then here's the story. He wrote to the DC Metro whatever. Dear WMATA board, my name is Harold Christie. I'm a U.S. Army combat veteran, a D.C. homeowner, voter, and taxpayer, and a near daily Metro rider. I am currently employed as an investigator with the D.C. Office of the Inspector General. Prior to that, I spent 25 years with the U.S. Secret State, Morgan, learn how to read, United States Secret Service. I am writing because of an incident that occurred on a Green Line train in July 2024. I was traveling home from work and just boarded the train at Navy Yard. While I was standing by myself, minding my own business in my suit, because that's important.
All of this is so important.
Holding a briefcase and reading a magazine. He was looking at his phone. Individuals aboard the train begin to play extremely loud and obscene music while dancing and aggressively panhandling in the aisle. I wonder what aggressive panhandling looks like. All in clear violation of WMATA regulations and DC law. The actions deprived me and the other passengers of the peaceful enjoyment of this common conveyance and restricted our movements, as the dancers' erratic motions effectively occupied the entire space.
Michelle said, LOL, illegal subway dancer? That's either, you know, joke of a statement or next album title. Oh.
Title of my memoir. While these dance crews are a common occurrence on the New York City subway, they have only recently emerged on Metro.
Stop.
Possibly because of the depolicing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That many DMV jurisdictions have been practicing.
This is all in one single Reddit, and you said he did two.
But they're cut and paste.
Oh, okay.
He did two. One was titled The Two-Tier Justice System, okay. And one has another title, which we'll see if this allows me. Selective Prosecution by the WTMAT or WMATA, MTD, and the USAODC.
Shout out to Faith in the chat. She was like,
what? Hey, hi, Faith.
What?
My baby. So, yeah, he did two. It's a legitimate full-blown cut and paste. I just searched his username. Shout out to Reddit for giving me... It just gives you the goods when you search a user.
You know what's so great about his account? It reveals what this really was. This was a sting operation.
Oh.
Period. Man said, that's me. And the Panama hat.
Obviously not what criminals wear. Only smooth criminals wear those.
Man, right. Smooth criminal head ass.
It's my own joke.
He wanted his moment. This isn't the first time on this train. He knows how this works. He knows what happens on this line. Man's set this up.
I mean, we should note, there's lots more for me to read from his story. Right. I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
His own interpretation of this story, more to come. I just want to say that the video that goes along with this story is my man gets on the train. My man puts his back up against the door, you know, that's not open. Mm-hmm. Puts his briefcase down, pulls his phone out, starts to look at that. And somebody started playing music, and then they were about to start dancing. My man was like, I'm not having it today.
Right.
I don't even think that he gave them the opportunity, unless it's an edit, which is possible. There wasn't a whole lot of time in between. Mm-mm. So I don't know how violent or, you know, is that what he said? It was violent panhandling.
Yeah, and he said he was...
Or like, aggressive panhandling.
What was he saying? Like he was... not constricted. He was saying like...
Oh, no. So they deprived... their actions deprived me and other passengers of a peaceful enjoyment of the common conveyance and restricted our movements as the dancers' erratic motions effectively occupied the entire space.
He used like something similar to like imprisonment at some point.
So yeah, let me just finish reading this out. It says, it should be noted that subway dancing for money violates multiple DC criminal statutes, including, and then he gives a bunch, don't care. outraged by this behavior, which speaking to exactly what you said. Outraged by this behavior, I demanded that the dancers stop their criminal and dangerous activity. They ignored my objections and continued to dominate the space with their movements and violent music.
Is that when he yelled, "Get off my train"?
When the train reached Waterfront, I attempted to push one of the individuals off the train to stop the unlawful, harmful activity. And because I was in apprehension of imminent offensive contact to me and the other passengers in the area, the other dancer grabbed me from the back and violently threw me toward the opposite door. When the door eventually opened, I seceded. First of all, that's not what happened. By extracting myself from the car. It should be noted that I never let go of my briefcase because it contained my official OIG laptop. Therefore, everything I did that day, I did one-handed.
Boring. This reads, and it's not because you're putting this amazing.
Sorry, it is a dramatic read.
Yeah, it's not just because of that, but it's written.
There's way more too.
Like terrible fan fiction. Terrible.
Oh yeah, when you're doing your recollection and you're like, and I'm, hey, you know what? Pissed.
See, say guilty. Yeah. Guilty. Yeah, dude. Like, come on. Like, any judge that has to read this. It's going to be like, fam, like...
Judge? After their violent acts against me, the dancers, as shown in the WMATA surveillance video, continued to perform between Waterfront and... I don't know how to... I don't speak French. Something Plaza.
Oh, I can't even see it.
I can see it and I can hear how it's said and I can't say it right now. So. La Font?
Oh, like, yeah. Is that La Font?
Sure. I don't know. Speaking their performance just before arriving at the latter stop so they could walk the aisles and solicit funds from the passengers who had just watched them throw a grown man off of the train.
Sir.
Now, what's funny to me is he says they just watched him throw a grown man off the train. He was trying to do that, was he not?
Sir.
According to an affidavit by the MTPD detective, these individuals who were engaged in obviously illegal activity then had the audacity to complain to WMATA Metro Transit Police Department. Officers responded, interviewed at least one dancer and witness, and even though the dancer admitted to violating the above criminal statutes while relating his version of events, MTPD did not arrest or even ticket the dancer. Rather, they conducted a high-tech investigation.
Oh, gosh.
Analyzing train, car, and station video to determine my movements, and by pulling MetroCard records to identify me and place an alert in the turnstile system for me. In other words, they started a 21st century manhunt for a man in a suit with a briefcase for defending himself and others. Honestly, the best story I've read.
It's
in
the others for me. You came to everyone's defense.
Well, if I'm going to be in a vigilante, it can't just be for myself.
Oh my God.
My next commute home from work, pain. With my MetroCard again, in spite of the packs of idlers who still jump even the new higher turnstiles. I was met by three MTPD officers who had staked out the Navy Yard station based on my predictable pattern. I'm sorry. This is the moment where he's like, and I am still Secret Service.
Right.
Based on my predictable pattern of life, most people with jobs and homes have a predictable pattern of life. This is why it's easier to investigate and prosecute law-abiding citizens rather than street criminals.
Sir.
They conducted a field interrogation of me in front of other commuters and sent me on my way. Several weeks later, I was arrested on a warrant for misdemeanor assault and spent a day in leg irons. Get ready for this one. A belly band and handcuffs while waiting for my arraignment in Superior Court for defending myself and others. We're rounding home, y'all. The United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia is now prosecuting me for this misdemeanor criminal offense. Under DC law, because the maximum sentence is 180 days, I am not even entitled to a jury of my peers, but rather the sterile legal analysis of a judge. Disgusting. All for defending myself and others. It appears, in the words of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Your Honor.
I object.
I object.
I'm sorry. It appears that, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, WMATA and MTPD are content to see, quote, all the laws but one to go unexecuted. All the laws but one to go unexecuted. That's what that says. I don't know Abraham Lincoln quotes because he owned slaves. What, I am glad to see. Oh, what?
Abraham is, he's quoting Abraham Lincoln with regards to subways? I'm confused.
Well, the, all the laws but one to go unexecuted. Yeah. Obviously, don't be weird. I'm glad to see that MTPD seems to be getting away from the days of depolicing. However,
that's rich.
Did they defund their police over there like they did here?
You didn't know that?
I bet it's like they did here, which means they didn't.
The only Abraham,
which means they added money to the budget.
The only Abraham Lincoln I respect is The Vampire Hunter. Go ahead. It's a great film. It's a fun film. I won't say it's great.
Okay.
Kyle will get me.
Thank you. And thank you, Kyle. however, selectively prosecuting a paying passenger for reacting to rampant, unsafe, unlawful conduct is the wrong way to start this process.
As if they didn't pay to get on?
Well, they obviously didn't. They're poor. They're begging for money. What is wrong with you? You know they jump that turnstile?
Turnstiles and doing dances?
Even the higher ones.
Using their dancing talent to jump turnstiles?
It's inherent.
I would not take this racism.
Black bodies have longer muscles.
This blatant racism on my show.
Well, it's a good thing I'm rounding home. Now I lost my place. Hold on. It places your ridership on notice that our role is to pay our fares, sit down, and shut up. I think that was always the role. While the few malefactors among us make the stations and cars a horror show of unlawful and hazardous conduct. What would this person do in Portland? I'm sorry. There is a couple more things. No wonder every lawyer I have spoken to in my superior court odyssey has admitted to never riding Metro. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and I hope that you will do something to improve the matters. Copies of this letter, who cares? What I will say is every single comment is, you did this to yourself. Well, if this isn't the consequence of your own action.
Right.
For you to post a photo making it seem like you're a victim is pretty troubling and just disgusting. Just another example of white men trying to bring down black people. There are kids out here shooting, taking lives, committing crimes. These children were dancing on the train.
Aggressively. Aggressively.
Well, and also the music was absolutely offensive. So what would this person do in Portland where in you may be on the same platform with a person who might be doing some fentanyl?
Change cars.
Likely. I didn't say car. I said platform. You even get on.
Yeah, true. Okay.
That's before you even get on. This is such regular, degular, normal behavior on public transportation, very specifically on the East Coast.
Absolutely.
Very specifically on the East Coast. You are not going to be able to tell me that you didn't see a busker on the DC subway before 2024.
Yeah.
Not going for before 2020, whenever this dude thinks that the, you know, Metro stopped policing people. Right. When I tell you this is Rene Gonzalez personified, this is literally him. This thing happened around me and it hurt. I mean, not physically. And yes, I did, in fact, get myself into the position where I would need to do something about it. But like...
Also, it just never happened. So, like...
I honestly cannot imagine trying to pull a John Wick when somebody is performing on the train and then being like, police, help, they got me.
Right.
Like, what in the fuck do you mean? Mm-mm. In what regard do you even have the fucking unmitigated gall to go home and write that letter? How do you even write that fucking letter? How do you even say, these are the things that happened and I'm justified in it? When you wrote it down, did it feel good?
I think so. I think, you know, if we learn anything from the Kendrick and Drake beef, when you're putting things in motion, it allows you to do a lot of prep. You know, Batman calls it prep time. Well, Batman fans, we call it prep time. So I would like to think that 60% of that was already written. He just needed, like Kendrick, he just needed to go out, make the thing happen, change a little bit of the details here and there. Boom, send on send. Reddit. Is that what you, is it send on Reddit? Is it published? What is it?
I haven't
it?
A clue.
Bam, bam.
I don't publish, I lurk.
This is the fantasy. He wanted to be the next Daniel Penny. He wanted to be a hero. So he created a whole narrative in which he could play that part.
Okay, so we will definitely make sure that we post the video from our Instagram so that you can just take a peek. This person gets on the train. They put their briefcase that apparently has a real important laptop in it, put it on the ground. Mm. Man's was hand-free. Got his phone out, was on his phone before a black passed him. But a black passed him, picked up a Bluetooth speaker, and all hell broke loose.
Right. Right.
I want to know what song they were playing. One of the things that I think that taxpayer dollars should actually go to is investing in, like, surveillance on public things like a train. That makes sense. You think we don't need to hear the audio from this?
I can tell you what song he was playing. Okay.
Oh, it's in the video? Mm-hmm. Or oh, they have audio?
No. But I can.
I can't stand you.
Would you like to know
the song? I want to know the song. Yes, please.
Not like us, will you? Obviously. Yeah. 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 Take that, Drake. It's a popular song. People love it. It's a coast-to-coast hit. It's worldwide. Get your act together. It's everywhere. You can't escape it.
Not the song they were playing. I'm certain.
You don't know.
I don't, but I'm certain. Yeah.
So many dance routines to that. You kidding me? I'll prep something for next week.
All right. I guess we'll move forward. I still can't see the chat, so I don't know.
Foolishness.
I don't know if anybody has anything to say about that story or if I bored you all by reading out loud. Two-tier justice system is all I can say. Nobody really means it until or understands it until a man in a Panama hat gets frisky and then tries to frame himself as the victim of something.
For sure. Michelle did say, how was this not satire? Like, how
legitimately,
like, how is this not like an SNL skit? Like, for real.
But, like, and I hope that it, I'll say this. Neither one of the Reddit threads have gone that far. Mm. Right? Like, they're not crazy. So maybe they won't be an SNL writer's desk. But I hope that they do.
Yeah.
Because this is a really good encapsulation of many different things.
Yeah.
But mostly I think that as a black, I'm going to go ahead and take this as how many a white view me. Just existing is violent. If you can hear anything I'm doing, aggressive. And if you attack me, it's probably my fault and I should get off the train, I guess. This man violently pushed it, like, got dude up against the wall. The other one pulls him off and does nothing. No further anything. No push him up against the wall. No punching. No nothing.
To that I say, couldn't be me. No, he handled himself like these are people. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They interact with people like they know how to navigate those situations far better than I would have, because you're grabbing up on my mans right now. Oh, dude. As soon as them doors open, I'm tossing you. Like, what are we talking about?
It's funny to me that people are like, you're right. They shouldn't be performing on the train. But. And here's the thing. Sure. Should they? Maybe not. Is it literally the worst thing that happens on the train? Not even close. No. Is it even close to the worst thing that could happen on a train? No. Like, and shouldn't we take a moment to wonder why those folks are doing that for a living rather than something else, rather than thinking they're just lazy? Because, I mean, he says something about layabouts. There's... That just the language is hilarious anyway, but like, can we please get to the point where we're not looking at people? Number one, they are in fact at work. That's how they make money.
Yeah.
So they're at work. You don't get to call people lazy when they're literally at work.
Yeah. Get out of here, bro.
I can't get past like the music was violent.
Well, was it rap? I told you it was not like us.
So I'm going to say the same thing.
It's violent. It's violent. You hear those drums?
All right.
Mm? Them jungle drums? Huh? It's okay, guys. I can say it. I'm African. Anyways. That was fun. Now, I definitely want to get into this PBP story real quick. Because I have a little bit to add.
Oh, because also I'm way too long-winded. I'm sorry. No, I didn't plan on reading that whole thing, and that did take a lot of time. But
there was a lot there, though. There was a lot of meat on those bones. Like, just, I mean, the whole point, like the audacity of writing that.
The audacity of writing that. Yeah, I really wish that it was more like a ChatGPT. This is the thing that happened to me. Write a story to the board. And then that was what came out. But there's no fucking way that's what happened.
Yeah.
You have so many.
Well, speaking of criminal activity.
No.
Any of you guys out there, huh? Defaulting on the PPP loans?
Hmm? Oh.
Hmm?
Yanks.
Well, some big
names. Or did you not get one? Because that's more likely. If you're watching this, you probably didn't get one.
Probably didn't get one. Some big name musicians, including Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Marshmello, and Post Malone are facing accusations of misusing millions in COVID-19 relief funds that were meant to help businesses during the pandemic instead of using the Paycheck Protection Program and shuttered venue operators' grant funds to support their businesses. These artists are allegedly using the money for personal expenses like luxury hotels, private jets, designer clothes, extravagant parties. This has caused a lot of outrage because while many people were struggling, these funds were supposed to help businesses and live event venues stay afloat. Here's a breakdown of what each artist is accused of. Lil Wayne, reportedly took $8.9 million in SVOG funds, but instead of using it for his business, he allegedly splurged on luxury hotels and private jets.
Yikes.
Chris Brown got a cool $10 million in the SVOG funds, but he supposedly used $5.1 million to pay himself and spent another $80,000 on his birthday party. He also used the relief money for luxury purchases.
I don't know what anybody's talking about. Shuttered venue operations means me as one person who is not currently performing should get paid the money I get.
You are a shuttered venue.
Yeah. It was
and you operate. So
I would be operating if the world were open.
Hello.
Lock down.
Marshmello.
Stop the jab.
Marshmello, DJ, got close to $10 million, but allegedly spent it on personal expenses rather than investing in his business during the pandemic. Post Malone's company also got a significant amount of relief money, but critics argue that funds meant for struggling venues ended up in the hands of already wealthy artists.
Mm-hmm. Can I stop you real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Because one I didn't mean to leave off was Alice in Chains. And the reason this one matters the most is that one of the musicians who had been playing with them for a while got cancer.
Right.
None of them helped him. Right, or at least it appears that way.
Yeah.
What they said is you should reach out to charities. He set up a GoFundMe. None of them were listed as funders of the GoFundMe. And 2 weeks later, or 2 weeks later, he died. They did nothing to help that bandmate when it came to his health care, even though they took in like $6-7 million.
Right.
They just gave it to each other and moved forward.
Michelle said, literally paycheck protection loans for your employees.
For your employees. Chris Brown, didn't pay an employee.
No.
In the breakdown, Lil Wayne did pay. He paid, I'm not going to call these employees, like not even close. He paid debts.
He paid debts?
Yeah. He paid his lawyers and his accountants that he previously owned. He paid a lawyer and an accountant, not his current ones, that he owed previously. Then he paid himself big hunks of money and then partied. Much like the rest of them. They had a wonderful time during quarantine and they showed it to you all over there, the ways that they could show it to you. What some folks fail to understand is that the payment protection loans should have been for small and medium-sized businesses. They were, in fact, not means tested in the way of that means testing should have happened for that. If you are a conglomerate, like why would the Lakers need a PPP loan? Why would, you know what I'm saying? Like, sure, shuttered venue and all of that, but there's tons of money in your coffers. Like you did not need to take taxpayer money in order to continue to be open because you weren't going to be open.
Right. Right.
Like you, this was a thing that I, coming from live entertainment, working in that industry, when this happened, I advocated to lay us all off so that there was actual money later when we could reopen. That was something I started advocating for from the beginning. This is silly. We cannot be open. We cannot have shows. We cannot do what we do here. So we work until we can do a thing, until we're done with that part, right? And you lay people off so that you are not paying folks. And mind you, that is a nonprofit that I worked for.
Right.
But you lay people off so you're not paying for it because you're not going to have any money later. And these PPP loans are not coming in. Smaller organizations aren't getting the $4 million.
No.
That, you know, whatever gets in the $10 million Chipotle gets and the $15 million that, you know, Shake Shack or whatever gets. Like, they're not getting that large amount of money. But apparently, you are getting that kind of money if you are a celebrity.
Listen.
I didn't even, yes.
Caesar said, in all fairness, he was like, Morgan, you see how much the Lakers are paying LeBron? They needed that bread.
Sees?
They needed it. Huh?
Sees?
He said the artists also, they need to claim they had affluenza because that'll get them all scot-free.
Nothing's going to happen to them. This is just allegations. This is just somebody figured out that there was a report. Nobody's about to go after them.
No.
And they certainly shouldn't because here's my deal. Did these people fuck up 1,000%? Absolutely. Was that the right way for them to use that money? Absolutely not. Do I think that should have happened? Absolutely not. I think it's 100% worse when heads of industry get much larger sums of money, much larger sums of money, and then fuck it off. Have nothing to show for it. All our prices go up. None of those employees got paid more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no there should have been no bailout for the people with money.
Right.
And I don't mean people. I mean industry. Mm-hmm. We continue to bail out industry while the people who make those industries a thing die.
Yeah.
The amount of people that are now homeless because of COVID, I really don't think y'all understand that connection if we can't see how big of a deal that is. I'm not saying y'all watching this in this moment. That is the, like, I'm not bugging. Yes, homeless people exist. Poverty exists. It is bad. The way that our government fumbled a pandemic, a global pandemic, mm-hmm. the way that they fumbled it created an intense amount of poverty. And we're already living in a paycheck to paycheck reality for most of this country. Mm-hmm. If you are living paycheck to paycheck and your paycheck goes away, what happens? And what if your paycheck goes away in a moment where there are no new paychecks coming?
Dunzo.
No one's open. Dunzo. No one is hiring. Everyone's trying to keep the people they have and hope that that works out, right? Our government created a homeless crisis, simultaneously making everything more expensive because they needed to get their profits back. None of those companies, none of the companies, none of the industries that have doubled, tripled, quadrupled pricing, none of them went under the way that the mom and pops went under, the way that medium-sized businesses went under, the way, look at your neighborhoods. Mm. Those are the same people telling you that they are offended by seeing poor people on a freeway when sleeping on the street when they drive past on the freeway in a cyber trap.
They're also offended by people dancing on a train.
Also offended by people dancing on a train because immediately you think that person didn't pay, and I did.
Well, looking at this list, these are fellow entertainers. These are people I'm, you know, share an industry with. I missed an opportunity. Share it with some of the homies, people that follow me on Instagram, that I too should have put in. I have goals. I have things I need. I have real, actual,
I don't want to hear that.
You know,
that's all that
bills.
Means. Yeah, you have bills.
And aspirations.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you have those.
You know what I could have done with my PPP loan? Well, Warner Brothers is selling the Tumblr.
It's cut his mic.
It's only $3 mil.
Cut his mic.
It's only $3 mil.
Mute.
That's it. Bam. Right there. I don't need 9. I think the max was 10. I don't need 6.
I want to be clear about
just the 3.
I want to be clear about what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment.
Yeah.
Where there is no certainty. Follow me here.
Oh, I'm following. Go ahead.
There is no certainty.
Yeah.
Your idea was what I should do is ask for a $3 million PPP loan mm-hmm. in order to spend $3 million on a Batman Tumblr. Excuse me.
Okay, I see where you're going.
You better not tell me 2.9.
No, I should have went 4. I'm going to need fuel for this thing. You can't just go right for what you need. You go above it, what's the insurance going to cost? Where am I going to put it? I'm going to need to be able to run a garage for this thing. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. 3 was too low. That was poppycock. Foolishness, if you will. I put a link in the chat for everyone to go check it out. This is a real thing. Also, found out today, Wayne Enterprises is real. It's luxury shopping. This is what I should have been doing. Maybe I should have went for 5, because then I could have got that hologram thing. They got the song one. It's like 80 grand. Full-size hologram.
Of what?
Whatever you want to put in there.
Bruce Wayne?
No, you can stream to it.
Who sees the hologram?
Whoever's in your house. So this is what happens, all right? This is what happens.
I want none of this to be true.
We put the hologram thing in the house, right?
No, we don't.
Listen, it's like a big joint like that, right? And then where's Morgan? Oh, she's in Santorini. And I'm like, hey, can you?
This is all from the PPP loan.
Yeah, goddamn right. Yeah. See, now you're getting into it. Yeah, get involved. So then you're in Santorini. You're like, oh, we just got back, you know, heading to the room. Probably just going to chill a little bit. What are you guys doing? We're over here watching Baddies. Ooh, all right. And then I'm like, hey, just stream. Just, you know, set your camera up. And then, bam, you're in the room with us.
As a hologram.
As a holofrickin'-gram. And the colors are so vibrant on this.
I'm going to tell you, not necessary. Not even like necessary for fun. Not your whole phone has a FaceTime feature. If you want me in the room, you got me, babe. It's that simple. You don't need, nobody needs this.
I'm just saying.
Nobody needs it. You know who else does it? Bruce Wayne don't need it. Yeah. Yeah. Gasp.
C said, ambush, if you taking that bread, you be doing this podcast with Luigi.
Pretty much, because you're definitely going to jail. Like, this is the thing that gets me.
I don't have the complexion for that crime.
This is the thing. You aren't wildly wealthy and famous already. Right?
It's true.
So if you get the treatment of a wildly wealthy and famous person, jail, SWAT, they're coming to get you.
Listen, Michelle is posting, not SWAT, sheesh. Michelle's posting it's a pretty solid question. But would Ambush's Tumblr have been a better use of public funds than where they actually went? One can ask.
No, one can't ask. Michelle,
two can ask.
Thanks for being here tonight. Bye. That's it. We're done.
Low said, that's it. Could have funded that third Spider-Verse movie. Listen.
Fam.
Listen, if I had a role for $5 million, we wouldn't be able to pay for the visual effects. That's it. Not even that.
But we got to find a new voice for Spider-Man at this point. Shameik out here being a hoe.
Shameik has to finish the third film and then, you know, AI. We go from there.
this is what AI is great. They have enough. They've captured enough. They've captured enough. Why is Shameik out here being a hoe?
Did you know he wanted to play Miles in live action?
Do you know that I don't care? No. Answer my question. Why is he out here being a hoe?
I don't know if he's being a hoe as much as he's being...
By that, I don't mean like a prostitute.
I was gonna say he's an awkward fellow, and it's really starting the show.
Yuck!
This is like
he harassed a woman. Harassed.
That was harassment.
He harassed his co-star to the point where she had to hit him and be like, "Bro, take this picture down." I am a whole engaged person. Yikes. I don't know you like that.
Yikes.
Shameik, you're going to have to get it together, babe.
Hey, you guys, hit that link. I want to let me know what you think of the hologram. Go to the shop section of the website. There's so much crap in there.
It's almost as if this will pay us. It won't.
Oh.
To be clear.
Wayne Enterprises is a sponsor of nothing.
Because it doesn't exist.
Did you not hit the link when I sent it to you? It really... It's there. That might have been the best reaction I've gotten from you in 2 weeks.
I did hit the link and I did see that it said Wayne Enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What a time. Well, we got to do stories. We have the show is written for Thursday. I guess Carlos, I hope nothing happens in between.
Carlos, talk about Shameik. He said, "Bro is down tremendously."
Tremendously. Like, I want to feel sorry for him, but in each moment that I saw him get a moment to be like, "Oh no, that's not what I was doing," he was like, "No, that's not what I was doing. That's like totally what I was doing, totally but like that's not doing. What I was doing, but like totally what I was doing."
Oh my god,
down tremendous. It's yeah, this has been a wonderful, wonderful show. We got to I'm gonna figure this out at one point and stop spending so much time writing stories. Cause we talk too much. Oh. We have so many stories to get to still.
Yeah. So Thursday's show is
ready. Thursday's already ready.
Thursday show is ready.
Be sure to tune in to that.
Oh my gosh. So good. Really, really grateful for everyone that joined us in the chat.
Yes.
Both on Facebook and also YouTube. Shout out to y'all.
Big time.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. Here we are. So that was another episode of News of My Fiance.
Night.
Raw live, in person live, raw in the books. Thank you for spending quality time with us. This episode was made possible by our in studio crew, Jess. And our remote crew, Kyle of Residual Audio,
Michelle and Ross.
Michelle and Ross. Our studio sponsors, We Out Here Magazine and Spirit of Justice for hosting us each Monday right here in their space. And of course, again, big thanks to you guys for listening and staying engaged with us.
And stay engaged with us all week. Follow us on IG at News with My Fiance. Follow Ambush at ScamBeezy.
It's true.
And follow me at Portland Morgan. Become a member. Sock it to our pockets over at patreon.com/newswithmyfiance.
And an extra special shout out to our current sponsors, patrons, our current fiancés over on Patreon. Listen, I know people hear Patreon and they get scared. And they're like, I don't have no extra money for that. We have a free level. You're getting bonus content in there. Become a member. Just become a member.
Hop get in there.
Yeah, get there. Go to the free things. Go to the free things.
Get right in there.
Yeah.
And you know the deal.
You do know the deal. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we'll catch you Thursday morning on X-Ray FM, 7:30 a.m. to 9:06.
Bye.
Boom. Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch this show streaming live on YouTube every Monday night from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our podcast episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify.